pisati u školu. As mentioned previously, this ayah in vertical rotation, and in the sixth year of Hijri, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the intention to go to Umrah. On the other hand, the Quraysh of Makkah, they were defeated in two battles already, and they were licking their wounds from all the sufferings and the losses that they had gathered. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feared that they would want to take revenge, and they would work to attack the Muslims, and since the Muslims would be away from their homeland, Medina Sharif, and the Quraysh army was strong, they would perhaps have the upper hand. For that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested that all the Bedouins from the various villages who had accepted Islam must also join him by having a huge group. The Quraysh won't have the courage to attack the Muslims and to try and fight against them, and they won't stop them from Umrah, they would allow them. But most of the Bedouins refused to join with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are weak iman, those who were just new Muslims, they refused to join. Very few joined him. So with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayah, that when you will invite them to join you, سَيَقُولُ لَكَ الْمُخَلَّفُونَ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ اب کہیں گے تجھ سے پیچھے رہ جانے والے قوم اور جو تکلیفر اور جو بنی جس they will say to you when you invite them to join us on this expedition of Umrah, شَهَدَتْنَا أَمْوَالُنَا وَأَبْنُونَا فَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا ہم کام میں they will say سَيَقُولُ لَكَ الْمُخَلَّفُونَ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ that Bedouins will say to you when you invite them to join you for this mission of going for Umrah, and they will make excuses. They will say, شَهَدَتْنَا أَمْوَالُنَا وَأَهْلُنَا ہم کام میں لگے رہتے اپنے مالوں کے اور گھر والوں کے. We are very busy at the moment with regard to our business, our family, etc. And we are very busy seeing to the work of our families. Just like today, we also make excuses when we have to go out and serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Our families, we make that excuse. We make our business our excuse. So they also make these excuses. Further, they said, فَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا So amara guna bakhshwa. But you ask Allah to forgive us for our shortcomings, that we cannot be joining you. So, Nabi, you make dua to Allah that Allah Ta'ala must forgive us. Allah Ta'ala says the reality of the matter is, يَقُولُونَ بِأَلْسِنَةٍ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ وہ کہتے ہیں اپنی زبان سے جو ان کے دل میں ہے. What they are saying on the tongue is not what is in their heart. In other words, these are just mere superficial excuses. Otherwise, they can. If they want to, they could have joined you. They haven't got a valid excuse to stay behind. They are just making excuses. قُلْ فَمِنْ يَمْدِكُ لَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِنْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ ضَرًّا أَوْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ نَفْعًا تو کہ اس کا کچھ بس چلتا ہے اللہ سے تمہارے واسطے. اگر وہ چاہے تمہارے نقصان یا چاہے تمہارا فائدہ. So say to them, let them understand the real position and the real condition, that who is it that possesses anything whatsoever against Allah Ta'ala, to fight against Allah, to stop the wrath of Allah, to stop the punishment of Allah. If Allah Ta'ala intends that he causes you harm, or he intends to do you good, in other words, there is no deity, there is no power, there is no force above Allah Ta'ala. So you please Allah, don't make these clumsy excuses. Be pleased Allah Ta'ala and be obedient to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. بَلْكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَدُونَ خَبِيرًا بَلْكَ اللَّهِ نے تمہارے سب کاموں سے خبردار. Remember, Allah is fully aware of all your actions. Whether they are outward actions of yours, what you do, whether you are doing them in complete privacy and hiding, or whether they are inward actions of your heart and what you are thinking, Allah is fully aware of each and everything of yours. بَلْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَلَّيَّنْ قَلِبَ الرَّسُولُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ حَبَدًا کوئی نہیں تم نے تو اختیار کیا تھا کہ پھر نہ آئے گا رسول اور مسلمان اپنے گھر کبھی. And the actual reason for all this that you made is excuses that we are too busy with our business, we are too busy with our families. The real reason was just that you were thinking that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers were not returned back to Medina. That the Quraysh will attack them, they have every advantage over them, they are fighting from their home base, they have got a much more stronger army. You haven't gone for war, you've got no weapons, you are far away from your hometown Medina, you are at Hudaybiyah, and the Quraysh will have a much more great advantage over you, and they will totally annihilate you, and nothing will remain. Not the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would return, neither would the Mu'mineen return, and therefore you refuse to join this expedition. وَزُوِيَنَ ذَٰلِكَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ اور تھپ گیا تمہارے دل میں یہ اختیار. And this thought became strong in your heart that why must we go and join and where must we go and die? There's no need for it. Let us carry on with our dunya. We don't have to go and today you would say this is bad people leaving everything and just going out. Like that these people of weak iman and the munafiqeen, they also had this attitude. وَظَنَنْتُمْ ظَنَّ الصَّوْمِ اور اٹکل کی تم نے بری اٹکل لی. And you were planning and thinking of all your things, very bad plotting and planning you were thinking. That is not how a mu'min and believer thinks, and not how an andawada thinks, but a person of dunya, a person filled with the love of dunya, he thinks in this way. So you were planning and plotting in a very, very wrong and evil way. وَسُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا بُورًا اور تم لوگ تھے تباہ ہونے والے. In any case you were the nation that were going to be destroyed. That is why your thinking was also wrong and you did not follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala and you did not follow the command of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to join you for this Umrah trip to Makkah and to Makkah Sharif. Also in this trip that Allah promised us, we read the ayahs in front, that soon Allah Ta'ala will give khaybar to the Muslims. Allah will give the conquest of Makkah to the Muslims. Allah will give Hunayn to the Muslims. All this will fall to the Muslims, and then you will want to join at that time, but particularly for khaybar, you will not be given permission. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ اور جو کوئی یقین نہ لائے اللہ پر اور اس کے رسول پر. And whoever hasn't got an iman on Allah and his Rasul, and we also have to make effort that we have that iman, not only by word, alhamdulillah, let's make shukr, but that we have got the words of iman on our tongue, but the reality of it, that when we are forced in all odds which are against us to fulfill the commands of Allah, we must respond to that call. That iman has to be made much, much more stronger. For those who haven't got that iman, فَإِنَّا عَدِدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ السَّعِيرًا پر تو ہم نے تیار کر رکھی ہے منکروں کے واسطے جہد کی آگ. For those people who refuse to believe and who don't have iman on Allah and His Rasul, Allah said we have kept a blazing fire ready for such people. May Allah protect us all. Our iman must be not only in words, it must be proven by our deeds also. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ اور اللہ کے لئے ہے راج آسمانوں کا اور زمین کا. And to Allah alone belongs all sovereignty and kingdom of the heavens and the earth. If a few people don't bring iman, it doesn't upset Allah Ta'ala's system in the least way. Allah is the sole controller and owner of the heavens and the earth. If we don't support the deen of Allah, Allah is not in need of us. If we work against the deen of Allah, Allah is not in need of us. He is supreme and He reigns supreme without anyone and without anything. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَخَشْتے ہیں جس کو چاہے اور عذاب میں ڈالتے ہیں جس کو چاہے. اللہ whom He wants to He forgives and whom He wants to He punishes. He is superior, and accordingly Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq in this world. When he wants to forgive a person, he gives him tawfiq of Iman, Islam, of practicing upon Deen. These are signs that Allah is going to forgive that person. And when Allah doesn't want to forgive any person, Allah has decided, then he is even not, he is prevented from these outward actions also. And then the punishment of Allah Ta'ala comes. A person must be very fearful of Allah Ta'ala and the wrath and the punishment of Allah, and try his best to please Allah at all times. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا وَهِيَ أَلَّهُ خَسْلِمَ اللَّهِ لِهِمَانِ. And the overriding factor is that Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. You just incline towards Allah. Just get in small some excuse of yours for which Allah must forgive you, and Allah is most forgiveful, most forgiving and most merciful. And finally, when the battle of Khaybar did come, and that was an easy run over for the Muslims, then his brethren wanted to join. And when they refused to join, they said, "Baltaqsudunana," that you people are being jealous of us, that you don't want us to join in this expedition, you don't want us to get the spoils and the booty of war. But the truth was that they were punished because they did not join when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined them on the trip of Umrah. May Allah give us tawfiq to fulfill all His commands, abstain from all His disobedience, and may Allah shower His most greatest mercy and kindness and forgiveness upon us. Keep us with Iman in Islam, and take us with Iman in Islam. Thank you.